Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And my heart.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. It was back in 2006 that the band Devotchka broke out with their score to the film Little Miss Sunshine. In the years since, they've proven that people can love your music without really knowing what to call it. Devotchka presents an unusual blend of gypsy, Latin, cabaret, rock, and a kind of dark, twangy, spaghetti western sound. But it's a sound we haven't heard all that much recently. Devotchka is about to release its first album in 7 years, and the band is here to play some songs from it for us, beginning with a tune called Angels. Here is Devotchka.
I will empty my pockets, times are lean, you see. And they got us right where they want us, we're just counting the machinery. Come on, empty your conscience and come clean for me. And tonight we will sleep the sleep of angels.
song is called Angels. That is the band Devotchka live here in our New York studio, and a song from their brand new album called This Night Falls Forever. And you heard Nick Urata playing the guitar and singing lead with Tom Hagerman behind the keyboards, Nick Luca playing guitar. Those two will do a little bit of swapping as the set progresses. Jeannie Schroeder, unencumbered by tubas and sousaphones and upright basses, just the electric bass here in the studio today. And Sean King is stuck over in drum world there in the corner. Nick Urata, to you and the rest of the band, welcome. Good to have you guys here.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you back, too. It's been 7 years since the last record.
I know, it seems like just yesterday for us.
Does it seem more like really?
Like 2 months, 2 years maybe, we thought. And then we woke up and said it's been 7 years.
So how does something like this happen? Have you been writing all along and then the songs just reached critical mass, or were you, there were other projects and so this all happened at once?
No, I mean, we definitely have been writing all along. We did expand our musical horizons in that time. You know, we did musicals, we did ballets, we did symphony record, we did movies, we did TV. So we had a good time collaborating, and like we said, we woke up one day and said, "Oh man, we got to finish this album."
Yeah. So, what symphony orchestras do you guys play with?
Well, our biggest collaboration was with our hometown symphony, the Colorado Symphony Orchestra
in Denver.
And we recorded a live record with them, and then went on to do several performances at Red Rocks, and then we branched out to some symphonies in the Northwest, Seattle, Portland.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense for you because there's been a sort of cinematic scale to a lot of the Devotchka music over the years. And in fact, on this new album, it sounds like there's an actual string orchestra on many of the tracks. Is it in fact strings, or is it like samples or what?
It's the real thing, man.
It's the real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really has that sound.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad it paid off.
So the album's called This Night Falls Forever, which is a dramatic title, possibly even a melodramatic title.
Well, we've been known for our melodrama, for sure. I think that was in the title of our first album.
Yeah.
Should have set the stage for that.
Yep. It also seems to, a lot of the songs, they're very kind of small in scale. You know, they're love songs or breakup songs. One's actually called The Breakup Song. But they're also kind of writ large, you know, on a big canvas. So you have that kind of tension and that kind of push and pull in a lot of the songs, it seems.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that.
So was that that was intentional?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted the ideas to be sort of universal. It's common ideas that we all share and emotions and played out on a grandiose stage.
Right.
Sort of like melodrama.
Right.
Yeah.
Like teenage love.
I think a lot of it harkens back to those teenage love days.
Yeah. When everything is just, it fills the world.
Everything's so huge and so important. And it comes down to that one night. And I think that's where the title for the album came from, is that this night feels like it's going to fall forever.
Right. So we hear during the course of the album what we're hearing today, you know, electric guitar, electric bass, keyboards, drums. But, you know, there's also the strings and there are the other sounds that have become part of the Devotchka world. But the sort of the rock end seems to be further forward on this record. How far can you push that and still be Devotchka?
Well, you know, I think we've always sort of pushed it in our live shows. It's been our sort of way of getting our angst out. And, you know, deep down inside, we are just another garage band. So so it's easy to resort back to that.
Right.
And it's fun to let your hair down in that arena.
Yeah. How did you first come to that Devotchka sound, though, with the accordion and the gypsy violin and the trumpet and all the rest?
It was just something I always gravitated towards, and I think these guys did too, and we were all just sort of bumping around and stumbling around trying to find a similar palette to play with. And, you know, at the time, it just seemed like everyone was locked into two guitars and a keyboard and a bass, and
right.
I just wanted to go as far away from that as I could. So when I met a sousaphone player, I knew she was the one for me, and I met violin and accordion player and Sean plays trumpet and percussion, Latin percussion, and we just didn't want to wall ourselves off. We wanted to leave everything open for interpretation, more so it would be enjoyable, not so we were making any kind of a statement. We just we came from those backgrounds where you had to play everything, and we wanted to make write songs in that arena.
Yeah. And you do travel with many of these instruments.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
So the album This Night Falls Forever comes out on Friday, the 24th. On Thursday evening, the 23rd, a kind of record release party here in New York at Rough Trade. And the band Devotchka playing for us here today. Now, Nick, this next song you're going to do for us, Straight Shot, there's something on the album. I can't tell whether it's like an ocarina or a pan flute. What is the kind of fluty thing on this song?
The fluty thing? You know what? It's a good old-fashioned mellotron.
Really?
Familiar with the mellotron?
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah. Like Moody Blues. And
yes.
Yeah.
We love the mellotron and are constantly trying to shoehorn it into our sound.
Well, I mean, those old mellotrons, a lot of them were, in fact, a series of tape recordings of flutes.
They're live players.
Yeah. Yes. And then you just triggered it with a keyboard. It's almost like the first sampler in a way.
I believe it was, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll. There's no mellotron in sight here in the studio today, but let's see what you can do with the song. It's from the band Devotchka. Straight Shot is the name of it. Another live performance.
Straight line through my mind, right back to the good times, back when all the stars were aligned, before all the paperwork got signed. And now it's like a straight shot through the backyards and the vacant lots, through the very chambers of my heart, to the part of town that even you seem to have forgot. And now it's just a short ride over to the east side, where my true love still resides, where all of my dreams go to die, and my life is just around the bend, and these broken hearts can mend. It just takes time, time, time. It takes time, time, time. Doesn't matter who they send, can't hold a candle to you, my fair weather best friend. On the useless side of my brain, the one that drives a thinking man insane, wishing his circumstances never have to change. And my life is just around the bend, and these broken hearts can mend. It just takes time, time, time. It takes time, time, time. That's why I draw a straight line
Great Shot is the name of the song from the new album by Devotchka. You heard the band playing it live here on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, our live series of in-studio performances from newsounds.org. And Tom switching from keyboard to violin on that song. And Nick, we were talking before, you were mentioning how, you know, you wanted to write songs that included this kind of broader sonic palette, all the odd instruments and the different Latin and other world rhythms and things like that. In recent years, as you've been doing more film and TV and musicals and ballets and all the rest, has that changed the songwriting process?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping it has.
Yeah, I mean,
that some of that influence rubs off. And
I hope you're not doing the same thing 15 years later.
Yeah, and I think that I don't know if this is going to come across right, but it does. I think there's been maybe a gravitational pull towards something simpler ideas and simpler melodies and simpler orchestrations.
Hmm.
That probably sounds counterintuitive to what we were just talking about, but
no, actually, it actually raises an interesting point, because a song is not the arrangement, you know,
right.
And the way you orchestrate a song, it doesn't know it's a rock song or a gypsy cabaret song, you know, until you decide how it's going to be played and what instruments are going to be used.
That's so true, yeah.
So when you write these songs, when do they become, at what point do you say, this is the song for the record, and then at what point do you have to say, maybe it needs to be a different song for live?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, that usually becomes apparent around this time when we're playing them for the first time. And they sometimes, it's funny how these songs take on a life of their own and they push you in different directions. Like they do sort of make the necessary arrangements apparent, you know. Mm. They sort of make themselves known what they want, you know, these songs. And then when we play them live, they tend to take on another life of their own, and we like to change them and screw around with them.
Yeah. You know? So has it happened? I mean, it sounds like it probably has, that this is a familiar sensation to you, that you've written a song thinking it was one thing, and then you went into the studio and found, oh my gosh, I've written something completely different.
Yes, it's funny how that happens when you hear that first playback.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, you must have some, after all this work with orchestras and films and TV, I guess you have some orchestrational chops at this point?
I don't want to toot my own horn. I think Tom's our resident expert at that.
Okay.
He does a lot of the arrangements. But yeah, it has rubbed off on all of us. We've certainly delved deep into it.
Among the catalog of Devotchka albums is the soundtrack to I Love You, Philip Morris, which is... Much of the music is credited, Nick, to you, but there is at least one Devotchka song.
There's a Devotchka song that set it all in motion, yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's called I Cried Like a Silly Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
So does that, do you draw a distinction? Do you know when you're writing something for the band as opposed to something that might appear somewhere else?
Yeah, it's usually pretty obvious. I mean, sometimes things stay in the dustbin and they end up working years later, and you never would have thought, you know.
Did that any of the songs on this record rescued from the dustbin.
Yeah, I think a lot of them were just kind of lying there waiting for a breath of life.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I rescued them, because there was a point where, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
If this song's ever going to see the light of day.
So there's more where this came from, where these came from?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
There's a big dustbin.
apparently full of tubas and bazookies and stuff like that.
A lot of instruments. It's like a yard sale in there.
This next song you're going to do for us is one of my favorites off the record, called Empty Vessels. And this, again, it has that kind of an almost epic sort of widescreen, you know, 70s, 80s classic rock sound to it.
I'm glad you picked up on that. Let's hope we can recreate that here in your beautiful studio.
All right. The band is Devotchka. They're playing live for us. This song is called Empty Vessels.
And
The band is Devotchka. The song is called Empty Vessels. That is on their brand new album called This Night Falls Forever. Comes out on Friday. First new record from Devotchka in 7 years. Thursday night is the record release party at Rough Trade. And Nick, we talked about how there's a full like complement of orchestral strings on the record. Your guitar. It's hard to hear that dark twangy guitar sound paired with an orchestra and not think of Angelo Badalamenti, who scored the David Lynch films, or Ennio Morricone, who scored those Sergio Leone spaghetti westerns. Having done film scores, are those guys kind of touchstones for you?
Yeah, they definitely are, for sure. And they were touchstones in our early pursuit of songs. We were definitely influenced by them.
It has that kind of noirish quality to it. I do miss hearing the theremin, the kind of weird, glidey, swoopy instrument that people incorrectly associate with Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. That was a different instrument, but it has the sound. But there is one song on the album where you do unbox the old electronic instrument and play the theremin, and that is in Breakup Song. Why did that seem to be the right place to trot this thing out?
Man, you know, it actually took the place of a guitar solo. I couldn't get the right guitar sound, and I just decided as a placeholder, I would play the theremin into it through my guitar amp, and I was never able to top it, so I just kept it.
Wow, yeah. Okay, nice. Well, that's what we're going to use to wrap things up, but it's been great having you. I mean, it's great to have you guys back, with a new record. The record sounds terrific. This Night Falls Forever. Nick, to you and the rest of Devotchka, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
I'm gonna burn all my possessions on the kitchen floor.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. Check out all of our live in-studio performances by subscribing to our YouTube channel or find us online at newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks to our engineer today, Irene Trudell, our producers, Karen Havlick and Alex Ambrose. Our videographer is Justin Sergi. And thank you for being with us.
Sometimes all you need is a change.